Shalom and welcome with Bindranovsky. Today in this video I want to share a word I received on day 26, month 12 in the year 2022 of the Gregorian counting. So the word came in a poetic form with the rhyming. Though it addressed some things to the wicked and lawless people, it has a good portion of a very sweet encouragement for those who follow the Lamb Yeshua wherever he goes and trust in him. However, please ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom and understanding, as this especially contains quite some metaphorical elements, and due to its poetic character, it missed out some grammar or sentences or half sentences that seem to be, you know, incomplete. And it jumps back in fourth in a prophetic timeline. And actually many of my words or my prophecies lack of grammar, maybe you noticed. First of all, I'm not a native English speaking, and the Lord doesn't give me just a direct dictation set word by word. So mostly it's just like images or a concept of some things in like a combination of images and with a partial actually dictation. Yet for the rest, he gives me the challenge to find proper words for it. So, and that can, it's very likely not correct in grammar. It's even my native language. I don't understand grammar. So the word itself came just as I was on the way to make a shake. You know, I make very good shakes. If even my cooking is completely not mess up, not five stars, maybe one star or half a star. So, but the shakes, you know, bananas, grapes, mango, carrot, sharon fruit, and all kinds of good stuff, turmeric. But in that word, I forgot to write down the time when I received the words or the prophecy, but must have been somewhere afternoon or possibly more towards evening. So there, while making the shake, I heard these words, and I'm reading now. Let it shake, let it shake. I will let it quake. I will purge the church. Because soon it all will change. Everything that is artificially strange. Strange for me, strangely pleasing for men. Derived from wickedness, deep from the den. All in range of my mighty hand, the house is built on quick, slick sand. Their collapse, yes, will be coming soon, when the pin is going to hit the phony balloon. In a moment, swiftly, very quick, because this system is corrupted and utterly sick. Then you will hear a big, big cry, as the greedy monster is about to die, weeping and wailing over all the loss, the ones who never seek, the one at the cross. My children, carefully listen to my voice. I know you've already made a precious choice. But do not be deceived by all of this. You know the term that ignorant is bliss. Wisdom for my throne you surely need. Destruction comes in hypersonic speed. Miss Liberty will tumble and will fall just before the trump will sound the urgent call. My little ones, where will you be when Babylon drops into the sea? How can I hide my thoughts from you of all the things I'm about to do? You can pray and pray and pray wherever you might stay. I will be coming soon one day and take you home to me, away. Then the world will last a few more years, but those in me wiped away their tears. In worship and praise, my beloved sing, I hear you, I am your eternal king. You see the signs, the end of time, rejoice because it claims the final rhyme. The melody of heavens above, where I reign in boundless love. A love for those who keep my command, who have not built their house on sand. The world is upside down, but not for you, because I promised you to bring you through. With every day that's passing by, the hour draws nearer for you to fly. Into my arms, into my heart, not the ones who think they're smart. I have a place for you prepared. In heaven, nothing to be compared. Not of bricks and mortar, things men strive, but made of precious stones, pure gold, and alive. Manna from heaven will be soon your food again, but will disappear as soon you start to complain. Yet if you thankfully enjoy the taste, each day it will get better. You don't want to waste. A taste of my glorious wedding feast, while the left behind will deal with the ugly beast. Come and let the world behind today. The destructive road so wide leads only astray. But stay close behind me on the narrow way, through the door to life where you shall stay. Forever to be with me and never apart. That's where real life truly going to start. Many mansions are still not occupied of the ones who will be glorified. But soon when all be coming home and leave the horror under the dome, no more pain and suffering it will be, the moment you will stay with me. With me for all eternity, away from all absurdity, the rest from all useless activity you had on earth between rotten humanity. No depravity, no corruption, no more sin. My love shall flow deep under your skin. Never will it stop to flow, no end unlike the worldly show. There's no real love in wickedness, all trickery, blasphemy, and lawlessness. My word is true and will remain forever, and my beloved here with me together. With me for all eternity, love and life in harmony. Amen. That was the prophecy. Definitely a stark contrast between those two groups. But I think you already know, I would say that's a difference between the sheep and the goats. To the left and to the right. For all those who have committed already their lives to Yeshua, great days are ahead. Really great days. Though in this world we may have to go through a little bit trials and testing a tiny bit longer, just a tiny little bit. But as soon he calls us home, real life begins. And I'm certain, I am so convinced about that. That's real life, not what we have here. Even we have some good times, you know. I don't want to put that away, but compared to heaven, it's just all rubbish. For those who have not yet invited Yeshua as their personal Lord and Savior into their hearts to be filled with the Holy Spirit and be born again, I can only recommend urgently to do it as soon as possible. The world is not going to get better. Maybe there are seasons. We are now in the calm of the storm. But there is a place in heaven prepared and you can join. That's beyond imagination. And grace is still available. Yeshua paid a price for your sins, for our sins, when he poured out his blood on the cross. Whenever and when the world system will collapse, I don't know, but the word of Elohim will remain forever. And the world will collapse. To be with Yeshua is at the end, anyway, the very best, the only hope. Because with him, we have nothing to lose. Yeah, and until the next video, either here on this channel or up in the air. No, there will be no video up in the air. I wish you loads of blessings, and Adonai be with you. Shalom, shalom.